friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Rebecca. Let's take a moment and review what we learned yesterday. So, first, true or false, bats are blind. That's right, bats are not blind. Here's another one. Camel's humps store water. Exactly. Water is not stored in the camel's humps. Well, today we're going to continue learning about some more myths of the animal kingdom in a lesson titled Myths of the Animal Kingdom. Here are a couple questions we will discuss. First, do mice love cheese? I don't know. We might find out. Can dogs see in color? And finally, how accurate are dog ears? Friends, I hope you have your magazines because you are going to want to follow along. Well, what are we waiting for? Let's begin.
Myths of the Animal Kingdom. Mice love cheese. Unlike the mice in many children's stories and movies, real mice aren't partial to cheese. Studies show that they prefer foods high in sugar, such as fruit and grain, while cheese disgusts their sensitive noses. Makers of Britain's best-selling Mousetrap say peanut butter and chocolate make much better bait. Dogs can't see in color. While it's true that dogs are colorblind, it does not mean that they see everything in black and white.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 partial 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 part 部分这个名词。所以形容词 partial 本来是指部分的，但是在这里延伸出来变成偏爱的，或者是特别喜爱的。如果要说明偏爱的对象，是用介系词 to。例如 ，Nathan likes all kinds of sports, but he's partial to boxing. Nathan 喜欢所有的运动，但是特别钟爱拳击。或者是 ，Many parents criticize the teacher for being partial to students with better grades. 许多家长批评这位老师对成绩好的学生特别偏心。继续我们看 colorblind 这个形容词 ,colorblind 是指色盲的。例如 ,tests prove that the little boy is colorblind. 经过测试证实这个小男生是色盲。或者是 to many people's surprise, this famous painter is actually colorblind. 许多人都很惊讶这位知名的画家其实是色盲。colorblind 也指无视种族及肤色的。例如 ,the judge claims he always stays colorblind when dealing with court cases. 这位法官宣称他处理法院的案件时一向保持种族中立的立场。
Well, thank you so much, Michelle.、
Mm-hmm.
Rebecca.
Yes, Gabe.
I'm a little bit sad about this.
Why are you so sad? Cheer up.
No. You don't understand.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't understand.
I like the idea that mice love cheese.
Oh, I know why. Because you want to put cheese in the little mouse trap, and then it will attract the mice.
Well, I just want this to be true. I've seen so many cartoons of mice who eat cheese. It's what they do, right?
But Gabe, it's not true. I'm so sorry. Mice do not love cheese. That is what our lesson says.
All right.
I mean, it says, unlike the mice in many children's stories and movies, real mice aren't partial to cheese. That just means there's more cheese for me.
And more cheese for me, too. So、mm-hmm. I guess I should be happy about that.
Yes, cheer up a little bit, Gabe.
Well, friends, let's take a look at that phrase. Now, this word partial is from the word bank, right?Partial to, if you're partial to something, that means you favor that thing. All right? So mice, if they're partial to cheese, that means they like cheese more than other foods.
Right. Well, let's talk about peanut butter for a moment. You can have Skippy peanut butter. You can have crunchy peanut butter. You can have creamy peanut butter. I'm kind of partial to crunchy peanut butter.
Interesting. I am a little more partial to creamy and smooth peanut butter.
Creamy and smooth.
You know, Rebecca, this reminds me.
Yeah.
I know often we fight about cats and dogs.
We do.
And sometimes we fight like cats and dogs.
Actually, that's even more true.
But actually, you know, we usually actually agree that cats are better.
We're both kind of partial to cats.
We're partial to cats, but recently, not so much.
You've been partial to dogs recently?
No. But my cat has been driving me crazy every night. He cries at about 3 or 4 in the morning. And it drives me crazy. I can't sleep. I'm not as partial to cats now as I used to be. I'm starting to like dogs a little more.
Well, you know something, Gabe?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just so sorry.
Yeah, I am too.
But it's okay. I think your cat just needs a little bit of attention. If you give your cat some attention, then he will be just fine.
Maybe I need to find my cat a mouse to play with. And then he'll be okay.
Right. And remember, Gabe, mice are not partial to cheese.
Okay. So if I want to keep that mouse nice and healthy, I need to feed him something other than cheese. And you know, they like things like peanut butter and chocolate. Well, let's read on something about mice. Studies show that they prefer foods high in sugar, such as fruit and grain, while cheese disgusts their sensitive noses. So not only are they not partial to cheese, but cheese actually disgusts them.
Oh my goodness. That disgusts them?
Yeah.
Well, that kind of reminds me. I actually love cheese.
Yes,
but sometimes if you leave cheese in the refrigerator for too long, this green stuff starts to grow on the cheese.
Oh, mold.
Mold starts to grow on the cheese. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's just disgusting.
Oh, so you could say, that disgusts me.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, that disgusts me.
Let me tell you something, Rebecca.
Yeah, you tell me something.
All you got to do is take a nice sharp knife and cut some of that mold off, and then you can eat the rest of the cheese. It's delicious. Is that disgusting to you?
No, Gabe, because I do it all the time.
Oh, see?
I do. I just cut off that green mold, and then I eat the rest of the cheese.
Okay, and it no longer disgusts you. Well, friends, you see this phrase here, that disgusts me. Mm-hmm. So if you think that something is nasty or, ugh, you just don't like it, you could say, that disgusts me.
Exactly. Now, there's another very useful phrase, I guess you can say, and that is, that's disgusting. However, friends, you're going to want to be very careful when you use this phrase. Do not use this phrase when you go over to a friend's house and they've just cooked you a meal, but maybe you're not partial to the food that they cooked. Please do not say, this is disgusting.
No, don't say, ooh, that's disgusting.
No.
Can you please make me something different?
No,
that's not very polite. No. However, it's just true that there are things in life that do disgust us. And that's where these phrases can be very useful. Well, we read on here, makers of Britain's best-selling mousetrap say peanut butter and chocolate make much better bait. Mice will like it a lot more than cheese.
Well, here we see dogs can't see in color. This is another myth. While it's true that dogs are colorblind, it does not mean that they see everything in black and white. And of course, we saw the word mice. Dogs. What is the plural?
Animals. Interesting question. I believe that Stephen can have something they'd like to share about this in the info cloud.
Yeah.
We can make most nouns plural by simply adding an S or ES to them. However, some nouns don't follow the spelling rule when they become plural. They have what we call irregular plurals.
And many of such nouns happen to be animal names. Here are some examples. One mouse, two mice. One louse, two lice. One goose, two geese. One hippopotamus, two hippopotami. One octopus, two octopi.
Another form of irregular plurals are nouns with identical singular and plural. For example, the plural of sheep is sheep. There's no such word as sheeps.
That's right. The next time you have trouble sleeping, you can count sheep. So, what are some other examples besides sheep?
Buffalo, deer, moose, bison, swine, and most fish.
Okay, that's right. Most sea creatures, such as salmon, trout, cod, squid, and shrimp, have no separate plural form. But, of course, like many English rules, there are exceptions, such as sharks, whales, and stingrays.
我们一般只要在一个名词后面加上 s 或 es 就会形成它的复数，但英文有一些名词的复数是 irregular plural， 不规则复数，像一个小孩是 one child， 许多的小孩是 many children。 不规则复数最常用的是在动物的名称，像一只老鼠是 one mouse， 很多只老鼠是 many mice，一只鹅是 one goose， 很多只鹅是 many geese。 不规则复数还有一种，那就是单数跟复数是一模一样的，同行的。好比说一只羊是 one sheep， 两只羊是 two sheep， 不是 two sheeps， 不能够加 s。 另外呢，像水牛 buffalo， 鹿 deer， 北美麋鹿 moose， 鲑鱼 salmon， 鳟鱼 trout， 还有鱿鱼 squid，这些字的复数全都和它的单数是同一个字，不能够加 s。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. Friends, we are learning about myths of the animal kingdom.And we just found out、mm-hmm. that it's true that dogs are colorblind. And Rebecca,、mm-hmm. I believe that you are colorblind as well.
What are you talking about, Gabe?
Oh,
I、yeah. can see the right colors.
No, hold on. Let me、uh-huh. test you. What colors are on my tie, Rebecca?
Black and white.
No.
Obviously.
Pink and purple.
Pink and purple? No, they're black and white.
They're pink and purple.
Black and white.
Huh?
Gabe, I think you're the one...who is colorblind. Well, friends, let's continue learning about dogs and how they can see in color.
Pink and purple.
No, Gabe, this is black and white.
Myths of the animal kingdom. Like colorblind people, dogs are missing one kind of cone in their eyes.Which limits their visible range of color. The shades of blue, yellow, and gray that they do see can be very helpful as many are farsighted. Dog years. Our concept that one human year is equal to seven dog years has been fought about for some time. Many canine experts say that overall,Dogs age 10.5 years per human year, their first 2 years. After that, dogs age 4 dog years per human year. As we become better acquainted with our world, we can put all these myths to rest.
Alright, 接下来我们看的是 farsighted 这个形容词。far 是指远的 ,sight 是指视力，所以 farsighted 是指远视的。例如 the girl was born farsighted, so she's been wearing glasses since she was 3. 这个女孩一出生就是远视，所以从三岁就开始戴眼镜。它的反义字是 nearsighted, 就是把 far, 遥远这个字变成 near, 近的。例如 Jacob became nearsighted when he was in junior high.这个国中的时候变成有近视。 所以我们看 overall 这个副词 overall 是指整体而言或者是大体上例如 overall the economic growth rate of the company is decreasing 整体而言这个国家的经济成长率正在衰退中 overall 也可以当形容词例如 after the reform the overall financial situation of the company started to improve 改革之后这家公司整体的财务状况开始改善 and now let's get back to our teachers
Thank you, Michelle. Well, here we are learning that dogs can actually see in color. However, there's this cone in their eye which limits the visible range of color. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and jump down a couple of sentences.
You mean the dogs are missing that cone in their
eye? Oh, yes. They're missing that cone.
That's true. And as the next sentence does say, they can see certain shades of certain colors like blue, yellow, and gray. And that can be helpful because...Dogs are far-sighted. Many dogs are far-sighted anyway. Hello, dog. You can't see me because I'm so close. It's funny, right?
Right? And if you can see something far-sighted, that means that, or if you are far-sighted, this just means that you can see objects that are not very close.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You know what, Rebecca?
Yes, Gabe?
I used to be far-sighted.Okay. I used to have glasses because I was far-sighted. I could only see objects that were far away, but not objects up close. But actually, my eyes did get a little bit better. Now, however, some people, and actually most people, have the opposite problem. They might be nearsighted. They can see things up close, but not things that are far away.
Yes, exactly. And these are two very useful words to know,
yeah.
Far-sighted and nearsighted.Well, let's go ahead and talk about dog years. Now, we read our concept that one human year is equal to seven dog years has been thought about for some time. Many canine experts say that overall, dogs age 10.5 years per human year for the first 2 years.
Overall, well, friends, we continue learning about something at the very end. As we become better acquainted with our world,We can put all these myths to rest. And friends, it's important to become better acquainted with the world around you. That means you're getting to know the world in a better way.
That's right. Well, right now it's time for us to see how Ben brings this lesson to life with Sing
It
Out.
Sing It Out!
Myths of the animal kingdom, things that are untrue. Myths of the animal kingdom, let us share them with you.
Well, some people say that camels' humps store water, but that's not necessarily true.
Some believe that if you touch a little bird, its mother won't talk to him anymore. It'll abandon the little chick.But that's not true, is it?
No, it isn't. That is a myth of the animal kingdom.
Things that are untrue. Myth of the animal kingdom. Let us share them with you.
Well, some people say that bats are blind, but that's not necessarily true because bats...They have very poor developed eyes, but a very well-developed sense of smell and hearing.
Well, let's move on from bats to mice now. Mice love cheese? Actually, that's not true at all either. We just have that idea from movies and cute little cartoons.
That's right. That is just a big old
myth of the animal kingdom. Things that are untrue.Myth of the animal kingdom, let us share them with you.
Some people say that dogs can't see in color. Well, that's not true either, because dogs are colorblind.
And this next one requires some math. About dog years, we thought that one human year was seven dog years, but actually for the first 2 years of a dog's life,It's about 10.5 human years, and then about 4 years on average after that. So it's... you do the math.
Myths of the animal kingdom, things that are untrue. Myths of the animal kingdom, let us share them with you. Let us share them with you.
Yeah. That's all that time we have for today. We'll see you next time on
Sing It Out.
Myths of the Animal Kingdom.
We share them with you.
The Animal Kingdom is amazing and varied.
And exciting. I love animals. And I know a lot about them.
Are you sure?
Yes! Take mice, for example. Mice love cheese.
How do you know?
I've read that in stories, and I've seen it in movies.
But that's just another myth.
But I thought...
Real mice aren't partial to cheese. They prefer foods high in sugar.
But people put cheese on mouse traps.
True, but... peanut butter and chocolate make better bait.
Oh, but I thought...
It's just a myth.
Well, I know about dogs. They only see in black and white.
Wrong again. Dogs can see shades of blue, yellow, and green.
Oh, but I thought...
And dogs are farsighted.
Oh. Well... did you know that one human year equals to 7 dog years?
Actually, canine experts disagree. A 2-year-old dog is like a 21-year-old person.
Oh?
After that, dogs age about 4 dog years per human years.
Oh no, many things I thought I knew turn out to be myths.
Let's put those myths to rest and get better acquainted with the real world.
I'll do that because I love animals.
Well, friends, it's fun to learn about animals. Think of some other animal myths. Talk about them in English.
That's right, and we will see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then. Bye-bye.